Right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, into are you a light or an asset to the kingdom of God? Only you can answer that question. So thank you again, once again, tune into are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Internet radio show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Poplar Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night. From 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Ron May. We'll be sharing God's word once again on tonight's platform. So I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, whether you dialed in by phone, whether you're listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if you're incarcerated behind prison bars, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with this awesome man of God, Pastor Ron May, as he get ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. But we're getting ready to go into prayer as we always do. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking the listeners, please keep the following people in your prayers. But, you know, before I say anything else, I'm going to say this. I thank God that we don't have to send him anywhere. Why? Because he's everywhere at the same time. I'm asking all listeners, if you would continue to keep my sister in Christ, author Kim Mallory, and her entire family, keep them in your prayers. We celebrated her father's memorial, their father's memorial service on this afternoon. It was a beautiful, beautiful service and a great turnout. So we want to keep Sister Kimberly Mallory. She's the author of the book, There's No Sound in My Screen. We want to keep her and her entire family in your prayers. Also, we want to keep my cousin, Marianne King. She's, as you all know, that have been listening in, that she's been having some health challenges, and she's going through some issues right now, but we thank God she's on the line tonight. We want to continue to keep my cousin Marianne King in your prayers. Also, we want to keep my Uncle Jeff Hogue, from Alabama in your prayers, as well as my uncle Malachi King and his wife, my aunt Lily May King. Keep them in your prayers, please. Not only them, but anyone that you know of that are going through health challenges or any type of sickness, whether it's mental or not, those that are bereaved on tonight. We want to continue to pray for the family of the young lady that committed suicide on this past weekend and jumped off the 27th floor of the Jeffersonian apartment building on East Jefferson, and come find out she was pregnant. She committed suicide by jumping off of that building. We're going to continue to keep her family lifted up in prayer. And again, as I said earlier, all those that are sick and afflicted, brother, and also brother Gray, Sister Vivian Gray's husband, a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family, we're going to keep them lifted up in your prayers as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted, those that have been bereaved all over the land. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now touching and agreeing as believers in Jesus Christ, as a corporate body of believers, knowing that you are God and you are worthy of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. You're still worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, in the name of Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, the names have just been called off. You already know who they are. You know where they are. And even those that we don't know of, but you know those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen their faith, their hope, and their trust in the process that they're going to be healed, delivered, and set free by faith. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Now, Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight. We especially lift up the family of the young lady that committed suicide by jumping off the 27th floor apartment building of the Jeffersonian Apartments on this past weekend. Continue to lift that family up. Continue to keep them strong, Heavenly Father, even during the hour of bereavement. And all those that are going through bereavement at this time, we all over the land, not just only in America, but all over the land. So you are our healer. You are our comforter, our strength. You are our everything. So comfort and strength to those that are going through bereavement at this time all over the land. Help them to look to the hills from which comes their help. And help them to remember that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Ron May and his entire family, and every saved believer that are being faithful doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. Even though we don't deserve it, we cannot earn it. But we thank you for your grace. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and that it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for always looking out for us, even when we don't look out for ourselves. Thank you for keeping us from seen and unseen dangers. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray that you will move by your Spirit through this worldwide broadcast on tonight, through your man of God, as you use him through your Holy Spirit to deliver your word, that it will be delivered with power and that it will be received, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight, that you will get the glory and that the enemy will be more horrified. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So have your way on tonight. Help each one of us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, for your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought. And tonight it comes to us saying, if this applies to you, then this applies to you. If it don't, then don't worry about it. But tonight's spiritual food for thought is for somebody on tonight. It says, stop being a fan of a celebrity who don't know you. Be a fan of Jesus Christ who died for you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Stop being a fan of a celebrity who do not know you. Be a fan of Jesus Christ who died for you. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Also, please take note I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. Listen, I want you all to know that we have on, let me see, I want to make sure I'm saying this right for next week. Mark your calendars. Next Thursday night, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. Anyone that has been following this platform for the last year know that Overseer Jackson is another awesome man of God. He delivers God's word with power. He has truly been anointed and appointed for such a time as this to share God's word. And I thank God for the connection. Now he's on twice a month. So he's on every third Thursday night and every fourth Saturday night, delivering God's word over this worldwide platform. So next Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson will be delivering God's word. And then on next Saturday night, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on next Saturday. Please mark your calendars and share and spread the news or spread the word of God and my guests for next week. And also, don't forget, all of my shows are kept in archives. So if you want to share any broadcast or listen to it all over again yourself and be blessed and inspired by it as well, continue to spread the news and share it, the Worldwide Platform Network website, with all your friends, family members, neighbors, and coworkers and friends, even your enemies. Let them be blessed by God's word. Excuse me, we're going to go to our music break for tonight. Then we're going to come back. And we're going to yield the mic to none other than Pastor Ron May, who's going to be delivering God's word on tonight. And following the message, we will open up the phone lines. Enjoy the music break.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
Yes, aren't you grateful that God, Jesus, saw that your life and my life was worth living, that Jesus Christ himself came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. He paid the price, the ultimate price, by dying for us on the cross, by shedding his sinless and precious righteous blood on the cross for you and for me. Thank you, Jesus, that he thought of us enough, that he thought it was worth, that our lives was worth living, that he paid our sin debt in full on the cross. And he rose from the dead with all power in heaven and in earth in his hands. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God on today. Thank you, Jesus. Well, before I break forth, Pastor May, I do want to mention Mother Essie Tutt of down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Also, we want to put her on keep her on our prayer list. She's been going through things health-wise for the last couple of years as well, and she's one of our faithful listeners. We also want to keep her in your prayers, Sister Essie Tutt. And again, what I love about God, we don't have to send him anywhere. He knows all about it. So when the fervent prayers of the righteous and the word of God says, avail of much. Also want to give a shout out real quick to a pastor, Mark C. Holloway, my pastor and shepherd, and also to my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. Pastor Ron May, I see that we have my sister in Christ, your friend, Sister Tara Doss on the line tonight. So when I do open up the phone lines, I know that she's not going to be able to speak because she's still having issues with her voice. But she is on the line. I just want you to know that she's on the line listening on tonight and ready to receive another word through you from the Lord on tonight. So as I said earlier, keep all those that I've mentioned in prayer. I'm going to mention once again author Kim Mallory, her family, as we celebrated her father's memorial service today. It was a beautiful celebration and fellowship. Also, we want to keep my Uncle Jeff Hogue from Alabama in your prayers. Again, I said my cousin Mary Ann King, keep her lifted up in prayer. Aunt Essie Tutt, we also want to keep my Aunt Lady Mae King and also her husband, my uncle Malachi King, keep them lifted up in prayer. And all those that you don't even know about, keep them lifted up in prayer. And especially that young lady family that she committed suicide by jumping off the 27th floor of the Jeffersonian Apartments on Jefferson Avenue on this past weekend. So we want to keep that family lifted up in prayer. Pray ye one for another. That's all I can say. Just pray for each other. So right now we are so excited to have Pastor Ron May. We'll be ready to share God's word. And following the message, we will open up the phone line.
I yield
the mic to you, Pastor Ron May.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. The Lord is good, and his mercy surely endures forever. Again, for all the sick and shut in and those who are listening to us all over the world, we pray God's blessing and grace and peace be multiplied, as Peter would say to the church. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I want you to know tonight that truth does care about your feelings. Let me say it again. Truth does care about your feelings. Jesus said it this way. He says, you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So I want you to know, if you know the word of God tonight, you're free. You're going to be delivered. You're going to be healed. God says, I wish above all things, and pray above all things, that you prosper. Be in health, even as your soul prosper. So whoever I'm talking to tonight, I want you to receive that blessing from the Lord, that the Lord is good. You're on your journey so that you can be in victory. God never told you that the journey was going to be easy. And it isn't in where the destination lies. It's in our process. And now we're going to talk about that tonight. I want you to be encouraged. We thank God for Brother Brown having this worldwide platform. We pray that God will continue to bless him and expand his territory. We rebuke the enemy in every aspect of his life. We rebuke the enemy in every aspect of the people of God. We're going to speak life. We speak like Jesus said it. Hallelujah. I feel God. He says, I came that you might have life and that you might have life that more abundantly. Are y'all listening to me tonight? God wants you to have an abundant life, a life that's full with his presence, a life that's full with his blessings. God has that for his people. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, Lord, we come and we lift your name up and we thank you for this opportunity, God, because every good and perfect gift comes from above. And so, Lord, we know that every open door that you give us come from you, even this platform, even allowing us to be able to speak over the airways. God, we know that comes from you. Now, God, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. And God, we give you praise. I hope somebody are waving their hands. I hope somebody's out there saying hallelujah. I hope somebody's out there saying thank you, Jesus, because the Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. If you would you please turn to the book of Genesis tonight? We're going to just read a few passages of scripture from there, and then we're going to go to Philippians 4 and 13. Very familiar passages of scripture, Genesis, the 12th chapter. We'll talk about the life of Abraham tonight, because you're on your journey, and Abraham had a journey that he had to take on, beloved, but what he needed was strength, and I want to give that to you tonight. The Lord said that he came that we might have it. And so that's what we're going to speak on tonight. Genesis, the 12th chapter, King James Version reads this way. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Let me say it again. And in thee all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. Somebody say to yourself or write this down somewhere on the journey. And then put this in parentheses. Say this to yourself, I can do it. Yes, you can. God is really speaking to us, and I know some of us have had a vision where the Lord has told us something that he was going to do for our lives, a vision that we've seen. We've seen ourselves in that place, in that destination. But sometimes in our lives, the destination that we've seen ourselves in does not happen to be where we are in this present time. And you would say, God, are you really saying that is for me? Are you really asking me to do these things? And I'm at a place where I'm sick in my body. I'm financially, I struggle, I have sometimes mental breakdown, and the Bible is very clear that God can do anything in any circumstance, in any situation, but sometimes our faith gets stagnated. Who am I talking to tonight? That your faith is stagnated when God has spoken blessings over your life, when God has given you specific instruction, but sometimes it's always to us that we got to go back to that familiar place. And now, so let's wait a minute and let's look at the scripture. And here God is talking to Abram, and he's talking to him, and he tells him to leave a familiar place. Oh my God, that place of security, that place of comfort, that place of rest and relaxation as we would know it, because it's a comfortable place. But the Bible tells Abraham, he says, listen to me, son, I want you to do something. And what I want to do is I want to change your environment, because I want to do something for you. God wants to do, oh my God, I hear the Lord, I want to do something for you. Get this in your mind. God wants to do something for you spiritually. God wants to do something for you physically. God wants to do something for you mentally. He wants to do something for you, but he has to change your environment. He has to move you out of that place of familiarity, that place that you find so comfortable. And he wants to give you some form of discomfort so you will learn, and that's our first word tonight, to trust him. And the only way that we're going to be able to trust God in these uncertain times and in the places that he wants to take us spiritually, the places that he wants to take us physically, the places that he wants to take us mentally, is that we have to do what he says that he wants us to do. And I want you to know tonight that you can do it. Yes, you can live beyond where it is that you are right now. You can live in a place where God would really be able to move on your life, but the only thing that you need is just need a little strength. You need a quality state of being in yourself that God wants to do. And that can only happen when you decide that you're going to move beyond your level of comfort. Oh, my God, who am I preaching to? God wants to do something with you tonight, and he's saying you got to come out. That's what you do. And he says, I'm going to show you. Yes, I am. Abraham, he left his father's house, his parents' home, a place of security, a place where he was supposed to receive inheritance. Are y'all listening to me? But God wants to do something for you, and you're going to need God's strength to do it. That's why Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Oh, Pastor May, how do I get this strength that I'm looking for when I'm beginning to move beyond those places of familiarity? You know what they are. You know those places that brings you comfort. Some people just find comfort in a refrigerator. I just got to get me something to eat. Some people find comfort when God tells them to move. They find comfort in other people. Oh, my God. That's my man of God. That's my woman of God. And sometimes the word that they've given you are not what you need. I'm not saying your pastors or your shepherds. You know what I'm talking about. Those people that you depend on when you are in crisis, when you're in trouble. And sometimes they're not always feeding your spirit the right thing. They're not always feeding you what God wants you to have. Who am I talking to tonight? God wants you to put your confidence and your trust in his word. And that's why he says that we got to do things with prayer and with supplication. Oh, my God. Oh, we've got to get some kneeology. We got to get our knees better. We've got to get our knees larger. That's why the knee is one of the largest joints in the body, is because we're going to have to spend a lot of time on them. That's why I like the Apostle James. The Apostle James spent so much time on his knees. The Bible says that his knees were just like calluses. Oh, my God. Hear me today, Holy Ghost. I want you to move like never before. God, I want you to move like never before. I want you to do what it is that you want to do in my life like never before. And God says, when you come up out of this situation where you are so dependent upon somebody else to move for you, to help you do what it is that you've been called to do, he says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you a great nation. Oh, my God. He says, I'm going to bless you and make your name great. Oh, my God. God wants to make you famous, and he don't want to make you famous like a superstar. He wants to make you famous in the body of Christ. I'm talking about when people know you, they going to know that you're able to get a prayer through. They going to know that when there's time of difficulty, that when they call on you, when you start praying, they know that heaven is hearing. Oh, my God, who am I talking to tonight? And so we've got to get ourselves, we got to get some callous knees, and we got to get our hands and feet ready to petition our God. We got to do this in a way so God can use us, so that we can get his presence. Because really what you need in your life, just a little strength. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help me, God. Help me, God. Help me to get to produce that kind of power in my life. where your prayer, when I pray that your presence and peace comes upon me in any area. But I've got to step out beyond the norm. This is why the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. And then we walk by faith. That's my journey. We walk by faith. God, what does that mean? When I'm walking by faith, that means I'm adhering to what you're saying, God. Are you listening to me this tonight? Those of you who are having difficulties in their home, those of you who are having difficulties in their marriages, those of you who are having difficulty in your health, God wants you to know that I've got strength for you. Even if you don't be healed from it, I'm going to give you strength in it. Hallelujah. Even when you got financial difficulties, I'll give you strength in it. If he can take two fish and five loaves, are you listening to me? If he can take a man with a withered hand, are you listening to me? If he can open up the mouth of somebody who could never talk, do you understand that he can still? Because our God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Oh, God, help us today. Help us to move beyond that. Help us, help. And listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes in your difficulties, you need difficulties in your life. It's because difficult experiences, and you got to write this down. Strength is developed in difficult experiences. Yes? Yes, your mind will be protected by the peace of God, Isaiah 26:3. You will have perfect peace in your mind. That's what God wants to give you. That's how you get that peace, because you depend and lean on him. That's your inheritance. That's God just want to give you strength. Just somebody just got to say it to yourself and just say, strength, Lord. That's all you need. Yeah, you don't need a...
Listen. I see my guest, the devil, trying to intervene. He don't like this message. Hold on. Don't hang up. He's going to dial back in. I guess the devil don't like this message on tonight. So his call dropped. I see his call just dropped on my screen. So he's going to dial back in. We're going to get him connected back again. So we know that the enemy don't like this word on tonight. But stand by. Pastor May is going to dial back in so he can conclude with this message again. He knows that the enemy know he's being horrified through this message. He knows God is going to be glorified through it. So he don't like this on tonight. So I'm waiting on Pastor May to dial back in. Please continue to lift Pastor May up in your prayers. I'm going to send him a text message real quick and let him know to dial back in. So hold on just 1 second, listeners. Hold on just 1 second. Let me dial him. Let me send him a text message real quick. Hold on just 1 second. Here we go. Okay, stand by, listeners. Yeah, he and I had talked about this the last time when he was supposed to come on the air, and I had something else that I needed to do, I think we had technical difficulties on that night, and he had talked about that to the enemy. Then like the word that he's going to be delivering. So that's what he's trying to do tonight. He's trying to block this word on tonight. But we know that he's horrified right now. So I'm waiting on Pastor Ron May to dial back in. So please stand by. Keep him in your prayers. This word is going to go forth. Someone is going to be helped. Someone is going to be delivered and set free on tonight through this word that Pastor May is sharing with us on tonight. I hope that you are being blessed and encouraged and inspired by this message that you've heard so far. And as soon as he dials back in, we will reconnect him to be live with us again. I just sent him a message. I hope he's looking at his phone. While he's dialing, while he's getting ready to dial back in, what I'm going to do, stay on the line, please. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do a music break there he is. Here we go. We got him. Thank you, Jesus.
Brown, can you hear me?
Hold on a second, Pastor May. I was just sharing with the listeners. The devil didn't like this message, and he tried to block it.
He's
horrified.
Yeah.
He's horrified right now. He knows that God is being glorified, and God's people are going to be helped and delivered and set free through this message. So now you're reconnected. Amen. So you can continue with your message.
Amen. I said we were going to Psalms 55:22. It says, watch this. This is why we. This is the strength that we get on our journey. Watch this. This is what you do when you have difficulty, when you got challenge, when you got things that's going on. When you have something that's going on, Psalms 55:22 says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Watch this. God will not allow you to be shaken on your journey. Y'all hear me tonight. That's the strength of God moving through you tonight. God's strength is in you. You got to say to yourself, I can do it, because I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Why? It's because I'm going to do what 1 Peter 5:7 said. I'm going to cast my cares upon him because he cares for me. He cares about my physical need. He cares about my spiritual need. He cares about my mental need. Sometimes when people do things, it's because they don't have God regulating their mind. That's why that young lady probably jumped off. She didn't know that Jesus loved her in spite of her situation, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we're going to pray for strength for that family. Yes, we are. It's because we know that, listen, sometimes on your journey, you don't know the process. Abraham did not know the process of his journey. He just know that God told him to leave. He didn't know that his nephew was going to go to a sin city and that he was going to have to pray for people there to get delivered, and they still didn't get delivered. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Sodom and Gomorrah was a real place. Are you hearing me? And Abraham on his journey had to deal with his nephew going into a place where he would have thought that he would never be. Then Abraham had to get older before he could get the promise of his son Isaac. He had to put even his little bitty, his younger child, his older child out, Ishmael, and only give him, who was Abraham, who being a rich man, could only give his son bread and water. I'm telling you, this is on his journey now. God had told him to leave, and I'm going to make your name great. And here's one of his sons, his heir, that he has to send out into the desert because of mess. Are y'all listening to me? Sometimes there's situations in our lives, in our process, that we don't know. And even when he gets the son of promise, God speaks to him and said, listen, Abraham, do you love me? You know, God, you know I love you. Let me take your son, your only son, who you love, up on the mountain and sacrifice him to me. I'm telling you, you don't understand that process. And I know you're saying to me, Pastor May, I don't like this process. This process is bad. Why I got to be sick in my body? Why do my loved ones have to pass away? Why is it that sometimes I got financial difficulty? How come it always seems like when I'm doing good, I get pushed a couple of steps back? Lord, what's really going on? What you really said, but you told me that you was going to bless me in the city. You told me you was going to bless me in the field. You told me that you was going to make it rain on me, that I would see good years, the years that the cankerworm and the palmer worm have said, Lord, why ain't those things happening for me? But I'm telling you, baby, during this process, you just need strength. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. You're on the journey now. Yes. You can't give up now. You got the physical wherewithal. Whatever physical strength that you have. I like how the old saints used to say, when they got up and testified, they said, Lord, I thank you for the portion of health and strength that I got. Are y'all listening to me? Sometimes you just got to get into a place where you're just grateful for the strength that you do have. Glory to God. You need to give him praise and you need to give him honor. But I'm telling you, your strength is built in difficult experiences in your life. And you're going to be protected. Your mind will be protected by God. You got to just say, Papa, can you speak to my situation? Can you talk to my circumstances? Because God is greater than your circumstances. I hear the Bible says that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Oh, God, just give me a little strength for my journey. Oh, I don't need very much, because, Lord, if you just teach me how to pray in times of difficulty, if you get my knees high where they be like callous, if you regulate my thought pattern so that I'll have peace, God wants to speak to it. I said, God wants to speak to it. And I hear him saying to every rumbling noise that's in your life, whatever difficulty, whatever challenges that you see, even with your parents, even with your loved ones, whatever you got going on, God is greater than that. Hallelujah. He wants to speak to it. He wants to tell that thing, be still. All those raging winds, all of those violent and unstoppable noises, all of that rage and stuff that's going on, God wants to speak to it. He says, I'm ready to help you in your difficulties. I'm ready to help you in your challenges. I'm ready to strengthen you in this process. You're going to have a greater mental strength after this. Oh, yes, you are. Whatever you've been through, you're going to be able to help somebody else. All it does is just humble you to help somebody else. I know that every difficulty, every challenge, every circumstances that I've ever been in, it is so that I can give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I realize that my life is a living testimony. I like how my friend Pastor Lundy said it. He said it like this. Pastor Lundy said, Lord, I just want to live in a way so you can use me. Glory to God. I told him he needs to make that a sound bite. Lord, I just want to live in a way. God, you give me strength. I can't do it under my own strength. I can't do it under my own mental state. I can't do it under my own spiritual insight. We need strength from God, and that's what Abraham took with him. He took the Lord with him. Listen, he called Moses, glory to God, and told Moses to go down to Egypt and set the people free. And this just turns me just crazy. Moses said, you want me to go down there to Pharaoh, and this man got strength. He got armies. He's got chariots. And do you know what God gives this man? He gives him a stick and tell him to go, and I'm going to be with you. My God, today, a stick against chariots and army men who've been trained and taught to fight. Can you imagine God telling you to go up against America? Well, I tell you, we got a word for America, and that's the word of God. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what kind of day it is. We need the people of God to stand firm on the word of God, change their narrative, and when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise your standard of holiness. You get into a place where you can hear from your God. Somebody needs to pray a little more today. Somebody needs to worship a little bit more today. Somebody needs to be devoted a little bit more today because of those raging winds that's in your life. Yes, you need more of the fruit of the Spirit. You need a little bit more love in your life. You need a little bit more joy in your life. You need a little bit more peace in your life. That's the strength of God. And you'll be able to stand. That's why he says, stand fast. Oh, I hear the God talking, Galatians 5:1. Stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has made you free. I told you, troubled heart, that God cares about your feelings. Yes, he does. Let not your heart be troubled. What he say? Believe in God. And then he tells you 14 and 27 of the same chapter, he says, and I'm going to give you something. What you going to give, Lord? What you going to give me? What's the gift you going to give me? He says, I'm going to give you peace. Yes, that's what I want to do for you. I want to give you peace in your sickness. I want to give you peace in your financial difficulty. I want to give you peace in your mental stability. Yes, I know that we stress it out on these jobs. They trying to stress us to end. But God is telling me to tell you tonight, all you need is strength. Oh, my God, on your journey. If you're really born again, one of the things that you want to do, and I'm closing, two things that you want to get into your heart is that I want to hear the word of God. That's the true sign of salvation in your life, that I want to hear the word of God. The Bible tells us don't be just hearers in James. Don't just be hearers, but be doers of the word. He said, yes, I want to do, but I want the next thing that I want to do in my salvation is I want to obey you. And the Bible tells me that obedience to God is better than a sacrifice. Yes, you can give and do this and help the sick and do this, but God wants your obedience, and he wants that in your heart. And so today, if that's you and you're on this Christian journey, and you felt like you lost strength, all you got to do is put your cares on God. He cares about you. He wants to see you, but you just need a little strength. You want your faith to increase. Peace is coming to you. Peace makes us vulnerable. I know it. We're vulnerable. We're vulnerable because we hear all of these nerves. But God wants to affirm your faith. Your faith, he wants your faith to be firm. 1 Peter 5:4 or 5:9. Read that in your time. Read that in your time. You're royalty. You belong to God. God's got you.
Yes.
I'm closing with that today. I'm on my journey. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to quit. The Bible says you will reap if you don't quit. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful word that God will give you strength. He'll give you spiritual strength. He'll give you physical strength. He'll give you mental strength. Yeah. That's all you need. Trust in the Lord. Oh, I hear Proverbs talking. With all of your heart. That's the seed of all intellect. Trust the Lord with all. Give him everything. Say to yourself, tonight, Lord, you get everything. Just you gotta start making declarations in your heart on your journey. That it don't matter. I ain't gonna be shook. I'm not gonna be moved. Psalms 55:22. You got to get that in your arsenal when the devil start talking to you. No, baby. No, devil. I'm going to give that care over to the Lord. Yes, that wayward child, I'm going to give them over to the Lord. My health problems, I'm giving it over to the Lord. My financial difficulties, yeah, I'm giving it over to the Lord. Those folks on my job, I'm giving them over to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I feel praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you got to worship in times of challenge and difficulties. That's how you're going to get your
strength. Yeah, I know that's right.
Then you'll be able to say to that mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. Who am I talking to tonight? Yes, God's got a healing for you. Yes, God's got financial freedom for you. Yes, God's speaking to you right now tonight. That's your God talking to you through this little bald head preacher. He talking to you. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I give you praise. Give you honor. And most of all, God, we give you the glory. He died, beloved, for you. He was buried, and he rose on the third day morning with all power in his hand. God can give you strength for any circumstances that you're in on your journey. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Ron May. I love this message on tonight titled The Journey. And see, just like you said, yeah, the enemy didn't like that. He didn't want that word to go forth on tonight. So that's why he tried to interrupt me. He did it for a minute, but God reconnected it. And so the devil, he's really horrified now. So that's what we want. We want to keep him horrified. Keep him running. Keep him running. Yeah. We don't want him to keep us running. We want to keep him running through the word and through our faith. So that's what you have given us tonight, God's word and the promises of God through his word for those of us that are the doers of his word and not just hearers only. So I like what you said. You said, I can do it. And we got to make this thing personal. For you that are listening in on tonight, for those of you that may be incarcerated behind prison bars, I thank God for opening the doors that this platform can now be heard through prisons all over the United States. And this is a worldwide platform. For anyone that's listening in on tonight, I hope you was blessed and inspired and encouraged by this word on tonight. I know I was. So for that reason, I am committed to open up the phone lines right now. Please don't forget to encourage someone in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions. Encourage someone with God's word on tonight. Right now, the phone lines are open. If you have been blessed by the word of God through Pastor Ron Neal on tonight, if you just want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open now. Anyone. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That was a good service tonight. I needed that. I've been down. The devil trying to hold me down. But God said, keep your head up high.
Yes,
I got
you.
Oh, he got you. Yes, he does. Yes, Mary Ann King. And we know that God is a promise keeper.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
And you can keep, continue to hold on to your faith. And as the old folks said, keep on holding on to God's unchanging hands. Thank you so much, Mary Ann. And we want you to know that we know the enemy is trying your faith. But we are praying for you. Hold on and don't let go. God, he's not through with you yet. He got more work for you to do.
Amen.
Thank
anyone
you. Thank
else?
You,
anyone
Jesus.
Else? You're quite welcome. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Yes. Go ahead.
I enjoyed the word tonight, and I'm holding on to God, so I'm changing hands. Thanks for the word.
Bless
and I'm
you,
asking y'all just come on, continue to keep me in your prayers. Thanks for praying for me. I need it.
Yes,
I needed that message.
Amen.
I needed that message tonight.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. But listen, but you know what I love about God's word? Essie and Sister Mary Ann King and everybody else that's on the line, Pastor Norman King from North Carolina, and everybody else that's on the line, God said his word would never go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. See, God knew in advance who was going to be listening on tonight's broadcast. He knows what we all stand in need of. So that's why I love it that God is a promise keeper. He's faithful to his word. So right now the phone lines are still open for anyone else that have dialed in and have received this word on tonight. If you were encouraged by it, or if you just want to give Pastor May words of encouragement, the phone lines are still open. Anyone? Praise the Lord. Anyone? I do know we still have Sister Tara Doss from Peace and Good World on the line. Again, she cannot speak because she still has issues with her voice, but we know that she was blessed and encouraged by this word, and she's always encouraged by you, Pastor Ron, me, and every guest that comes forth sharing God's word. So we just thank God
praise
for her
God,
and
God.
Being blessed and God.
Love her.
Amen.
Love her.
Amen.
Love Brother Brown. Love her.
I just wanted you to know that she was on the line on tonight. Pastor Norman King, do you have anything? Did you want to say, Pastor Norman King, anything? I don't know if he stepped away from his phone or not. Pastor Norman King from North Carolina. Well, for those of you that did not hear the message or the report, Pastor Norman King will be delivering God's word on next Saturday night. Also, next Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be sharing God's word. For those of you that are still on the line, as we do know that we have a lot of people that do dial in, but they don't say anything, but we still thank God for you.
Amen.
Time out. Scheduled to be blessed and encouraged and inspired by God's word. So we thank you for taking time out and just dialing in and listening and being blessed by of the men and women of God that's sharing the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open while we have a few minutes left. Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
I just want to say something. I thank God for the strength that he's given me during this struggle on my journey.
That's Sister Cheryl. Go ahead, Sister Cheryl.
I knew it.
Don't try to strain your voice too much. Don't try to strain your voice too much, but we understand.
Yes,
God understands about
that. Yes.
God
sure
got you.
Does.
God got you. Go ahead, Sister.
I just thank God for the word. Yes. I thank God for you being obedient for God's word. Thank God for you. Thank God for the ground. Bless the both of you. Thank you.
Amen. Listen, not only that, but we want to continue to encourage you to continue to stay on the wall because you're doing a great work for the Lord as well. And we know that the enemy comes to stop us by even attacking our voices to try to take them away. You see how he tried to interrupt the message on today. God still delivered, and God still got the glory. So you are going to be healed. You're going to be delivered and set free because God has a great work for you, Sister Terrible Doss, that only you can do in the earth that's going to continue to give him glory, honor, and praise. So you continue to hold on to change. The phones are still open. Praise the Lord. What we're going to do, we're going to really close out right now. But Pastor Ron May, listen, it's something about the way you deliver God's word. It's so unique and profound and powerful how God uses you to break down the word. And not just you, but I think all of the guests that come forth over this platform, I love
bless
how
you.
God has anointed each one of you in your own area as to how you break down the word in your own way, and you allow the Lord to use to deliver his word. And your word is not going forth on deaf ears. God is truly being glorified through you sharing his word to his people.
Yes,
people are being blessed.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I want you all to know that I do get comments from some of the prisoners through my Facebook page. They cannot dial in. If we have some people dialing in and making comments, they cannot do that. But I thank God that they can send me a message through Facebook and let me know that they are being blessed and encouraged by this, not only this worldwide platform, but I share our church service, Pastor Holloway's messages and sermons on Sunday mornings in the Bible class and other ministries that I can share with the listeners, I mean the prisoners that are incarcerated. I share all those services with them, and they are truly being blessed and inspired by something God opening the door that prisoners in America, I should say, is now being able to receive God's word. And believe it or not, I think a lot of them are now even being saved through the word of God, even though they are encountered behind prison bars. That's the goal. That's what it's all about, soul saving. Their souls will be saved, whether we know them or not. As long as God's word is going to go forth, it's going to touch somebody's heart. Somebody will open their mouth, and they're going to confess the Lord Jesus Christ. So that, I want you all to know that this work, this great work that we're doing for the Lord over this worldwide platform is not in vain. It is marvelous in our eyes what God is doing through this worldwide platform. I give God glory, honor, and praise for it. I don't take it lightly or for granted, because he could have chose anyone else to do this, but he chose me to be the overseer of it, and I'm grateful for it. And I thank God for everyone that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, such as Ryan, Pastor Ryan, me on tonight, and even authors that write books that encourage and inspire people that I have on this platform. Thursday night, I had a Christian comedian on, and I had a young man opening up the phone lines. He asked her, did she want to go? And she wanted to go international with her platform as a Christian comedian because he loved the way she delivered her comedy. And it was not foul. It was not cursing people out, but it was a sense of humor. I believe God has a sense of humor as well. And just like I shared with the listeners, when she came on, before she came on, a lot of Christians today, they don't know how to laugh. They don't know how to take time out and laugh. Sometimes you have to laugh at yourself. And sometimes you just cast the cares of the world away and let them shut off with you and just laugh sometimes. So she was awesome on the show this past Thursday night. God, thank God for her. I thank God for this platform. Right now, Pastor Ron, maybe before we close out, do you have any final words before we close out for tonight?
I just want to know that I just want to let everybody know tonight that God will give you strength for the journey. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. And God wants to give you strength, beloved, for whatever that is, whatever it is, if your mental state, whether it's your physical state, whether it is your physical state. God will give you strength. Even if you don't get the healing, he'll give you strength. If the situation that's got your mind so bogged down doesn't get better, God can give you strength. And if you have trouble with making sure that you just stay holy and spiritual, God will give you strength. All you got to do, beloved, is just ask him. That's all it is. I want to share that with you.
Yep.
Brother Brown, we thank you so much, brother, for this platform. I pray that God will continue to expand your territory. I sense something is going to happen. Brother, you're going to have to really labor in prayer because God is about to really open some doors for you. Glory to God.
I believe
He's going
that.
To do it.
And I receive that.
And so we just get it. We're going to have to get ready for what God is going to do, because he's going to take us around the nation. The Bible said this gospel was to be preached all over the world. I'm done because you get me excited. You can't give a preacher a mic too long, man. You know what we'll do. We'll continue to preach. I got so much in it. Glory to God.
But you know,
so I'm grateful.
You're welcome, Pastor. Yeah. I thank you for those words of encouragement to me as well, because God is doing a new thing, and he's going to do mightier things through this worldwide platform. And I accept it, and I believe it by faith that it is so. God is going to be even more glorified through it. It's not in vain.
Yes.
Thank you all so much.
Glory.
Pastor Mamie, thank you so much. And tell your wife and family I said hello. Until the next
please,
time, continue.
I know she loves you, Brother Brown. Yeah. She loves
you. I
promise you.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you so much. Well, until the next
have
time,
a good evening.
Continue to be blessed. All right. You do the same, Pastor. You do the same. Know that I love you, but guess what? Yes. God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.
Good night.